MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. On Saturday, Eddy County Fire and Rescue, along with Carlsbad Fire Department, jointly responded to multiple water rescue reports. The first victim was rescued from their truck as it swept along Black River Village Road shortly before 3 a.m. A second rescue, almost 2 hours later, took place near Higby Hole Road shortly before 5 a.m. No injuries or deaths were reported. Officials said if road signs and traffic barrels are in place, it is to keep the public safe from those situations. As of the last check, the roads still remain closed in those areas and will be opened when considered safe. And measles cases in eastern New Mexico have risen to 66, according to the New Mexico Department of Health. 61 of those cases are in Lee County, with Eddy, Chavez, and Doña Ana counties also seeing cases. And 646 measles cases have been reported in the Texas outbreak. Gaines County remains the main outbreak area, totaling 393 cases. A former Doña Ana County judge and his wife, who are now in federal custody, are accused of assisting a suspected gang member, Christian Ortega Lopez, living in their home and hiding evidence. Joel Cano, now disbarred, and his wife Nancy were arrested by the Department of Homeland Security agents on Thursday at their home in Las Cruces. Nancy Cano maintained communication with Ortega Lopez and attempted to help him delete his Facebook account, which contained evidence relevant to his criminal case. Federal documents state one of the phones used by Ortega Lopez was still in the Cano home and may have contained further incriminating evidence, but police reported that Joel Cano admitted to destroying the device and disposing of the pieces. As a result, Cano is facing charges of tampering with evidence, while his wife is charged with conspiracy to tamper with evidence. The ultra-violent Tren de Aragua gang has been designated as a foreign terrorist organization by the U.S. government. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.